Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the future of volunteer firefighting departments.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. All week, we've been looking into how the volunteer firefighting system works and doesn't for Ohio communities. In 2023, a state task force assigned to explore the challenges facing those departments made more than 40 recommendations for the state legislature and for local communities to fix some of the problems plaguing the volunteer system. IdeaStream Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
3 years ago, when people called 911 in Tiltonsville, they didn't know if anyone would show up. Chief Michael Lollini says the small volunteer department just across the Ohio River from West Virginia struggled with the same issues plaguing a lot of volunteer departments in Ohio, mainly low staffing.
Manpower back in the day was, 50-some people, but as time went on, the number of volunteers just kept getting smaller and smaller.
And low staffing led to slow response times.
You call 911, you expect someone to show up. And when they don't, now you're asking yourself, what are you doing? We weren't fulfilling our obligation. And there was actually people that died waiting for an ambulance to show up.
Lollini has been with the department since he was just a kid, joining the department's cadet program when he was 12. He took over as chief in 2021, and in 2023, he took on an additional job, campaign manager. He wasn't running for office or campaigning for another politician. He was trying to save his community. Lollini was pitching to voters a joint fire district with two other municipalities funded by a new property tax. On election night, Lollini stayed at the fire station for hours, nervously watching the results come in. It wasn't until he woke up the next morning that he saw the levy passed by 220 votes.
Relieved is probably an understatement. I told people if I could have done a cartwheel, I would have.
Tiltonsville officially began staffing part-time firefighters in June 2024.
Paid staffing does benefit people. Having people here makes a world of a difference versus wondering if anyone's going to show up or not.
A joint fire district seems like an obvious solution to counter shrinking volunteer rosters and rising costs. And State Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon says they're popping up across the state.
We think there's about 100 of them throughout the state. And I say we think because due to what they've named themselves, we can't really tell. A lot of them have named themselves the Danville Joint Fire Department or something like that. So it sticks out pretty easily. But what we found is there's more out there.
In Portage County, 5 townships are currently considering creating a joint fire district. 5 fire chiefs, 5 fire stations, 5 aging fire tankers that are only used a few times a year. 5 departments fighting for staffing in a relatively small hiring pool. It's too much for the rural corner of Northeast Ohio. One of the departments is in Paris Township, where Chief Derek Reed says they already pay part-time firefighters to be stationed at the department 7 days a week, but that hasn't fixed their staffing woes.
We're staffing maybe 2 or 3 days in a pay period, so probably I'd say 4 to 5 days a month right now, so it's pretty rough.
Reed says they make do, knowing they may eventually have to go to the taxpayers to pass another levy to keep their pay competitive. He says asking for more money is going to be the main hurdle in getting a joint fire district off the ground.
I'm sure it's going to be a very big expense, even though it's going to be kind of distributed amongst the other townships. When you're looking at hiring, full-time staff with the pensions and the retirement plans and health insurance and just everyday operational costs, it's going to be a lot of money.
But Reardon says it's worth the effort.
It gives your citizens a break. You're not going back to them as often for fire levies. You're not going back for, special ballot issues.
Reardon says the future of volunteer fire departments is up to each individual community. How much are they willing to pay for safety? And if it's not enough, he says some communities just won't have a fire department to depend on. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abigail Botar.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.